Last night's council meeting, council gave the first reading of an ordinance levying special assessments for improvements on State Route 119 West. Those improvements consisted of installation of sidewalks along State Route 119. And according to village policy, the village assesses the cost of those sidewalks back to the property owners. So council went ahead and passed the third reading of the ordinance, which basically gives the property owners 60 days to pay those assessments, or if they do not pay those assessments, then they are assessed onto the property taxes by the county auditor. And the total amount of the assessment for the property owners will be required to pay is $68,748. Council also did passed a similar ordinance for improvements to West 7th Street in the village of Minster. This is for the installation of asphalt, sidewalks, insulation, curb gutters, and drive approaches on West 7th Street. And again, these costs will be assessed back to the property owners. And the amount of the assessment the property owners were required to pay would be $50,731. Council also gave a second reading of an ordinance establishing a four-way stop at the intersection of 2nd Street and Hanover Street. This currently is just a two-way stop where you stop on 2nd Street. Hanover Street is a through street. But we've had some recent complaints about people running the stop sign and going too fast down there. So we went ahead and gave the second reading of making that a four-way stop at that intersection. Council also gave the second reading of an ordinance authorizing a mutual aid contract with the Wyoming Fire District. This is so that we can cover properties located within McLean Township and Shelby County, north of the North Shore of Lake Wyoming. And this is something we do on an annual basis for them because it's easier for our fire department to get there quicker than it is for Fort Wyoming's fire department. The total cost that we will be paid to do this will be $23,960. Council also passed a resolution granting a utility easement across village property. This utility easement is granted to Purpose Energy Minster LLC, who is going to build a biodigester out in our industrial park, and they need a utility easement to go across our property to be able to get them their utilities to them. So we granted them an easement to do that as well. We also adopted a resolution that was a partial assignment of easement to Purpose Energy Minster LLC again. This is for property that is abutting State Route 66, and we granted an easement for them as well to go across that as well with their utility lines. And then council also passed an ordinance designating the outdoor refreshment area for the village of Minster. This is a DORA, which will be the first DORA that Minster has created. It is for the designated outdoor refreshment area. It's an area where the open container restrictions do not apply to particular hours, and adults are permitted to possess and consume alcohol in public within certain restrictions. So this DORA will be from Cleveland Street to Garfield Street and consist of the downtown area, the Main Street area. And we'll also go a little down Garfield Street to 3rd Street and up Main Street about 200 yards on both sides of Main Street to catch some establishments up there. And council went ahead and created that DORA. Though we have the second reading of that ordinance at the next meeting as well. Income tax reports for September, $399,333 in income tax receipts for the month of September. That brings us up to $3,964,362 for the year. Council also gave a motion to purchase a new digger truck for the electric department. This is a replacement of a 2017 truck that will be used for the electric department to set transformers, dig poles, those type of things. And the cost of that unit would be $405,110. We believe that we can sell the old unit for about $100,000 when the new one arrives. And then finally, council removed Bud Vanover, who is a patrolman with the police department here in Minster, from his introductory status and appointed him to be full-time permanent status with the department. And he was granted a pay increase that would go up to $25.54.